Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back, folks.
All right, we begin this week with a really big story. This is a follow-up on something you had in the Las Cruces Bulletin some time ago. Doña Ana County manager Julia Brown had a contract for several more years, but the county commission ended that. Julia Brown is now looking into legal options as a result of that. But meantime, in the past week, the county commission has named a new county manager, and he is a very familiar gentleman who was a county commissioner. He had been county manager in the past, and currently he's a judge.
He's a judge, yes. Fernando Macias was appointed on Tuesday, kind of a late action on Tuesday the 7th. And he has a very interesting background. And the story points out that the commission was impressed with the fact that he has been on both sides of the wall, as it were, and has served as, he was the manager prior. From 1997 to 2000 for the county. But he also, as you said, he was on the DAC commission from 82 to 84. He was not only that, but he was the chairman of that commission. And then after he left that, he went from 84 to 2000, 16 years, represented District 38, the New Mexico State Senate.
Okay.
And now he's a judge, and so he's had a lot of experience, and they're impressed with his wealth of a background that he can bring different perceptions and contexts to issues that come
certainly
up.
Certainly, a diverse career in public service. Very interesting. It'll be interesting to hear more from him as he takes over that position in the near term. You also continue your outstanding series on the Doña Ana County Commission. I was telling you before we started, I really enjoyed reading last week about how the county commissioners have very different views about how the county is doing. This week, as you continue with part four, they also have different views about their role.
Yes, that's even more overarching,
yeah,
in a way, because this is what the context that they bring. Everything comes out of that, what they bring to the table as far as their philosophy. And in general, the article points out, I'll be kind of broad sweeping here, but the holdover commissioners, Ben Rawson and Billy Garrett, take more of a hands-off approach to county departments and agencies. They trust that those are in good hands. The newcomers, Isabella Solis, John Vasquez, and Ramon Gonzalez, are a lot more hands-on and micromanaging in style. And so there is that split. And what I got out of this when I looked at the story first, Billy Garrett and Ben Rawson, who are political opposites in many cases on certain issues, one's a conservative and one's a progressive, they really kind of share the same philosophy as far as their role and how they should approach their position. So there's more to in common with them than you would think on the surface. So it's a pretty interesting behind the scenes look at the commission.
Okay, and this brings us very smoothly to our next topic, city government, and the proof that when city or county folks vote on things, they also have to know from the staff and maybe on their own exactly what the written information is. This relates to the minimum wage, and the city of Las Cruces now is discussing revisiting the minimum wage because the cost of living adjustment was still in the law as taking effect 2018, even though they extended the third step, 10-10 an hour, to 2019.
Right, and so that's the issue, is the COLA, the minimum, cost of living allowance, that they're going to discuss next Monday at a work session, and it's going to be very interesting.
And it will be, because we also have this question now, will the current council do it, or the folks who were elected this week? We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
All right. Marty Racine. He is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. You can read all of those stories and a whole lot more in this week's paper. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.